an incredible turn of events today ahead of your game with Amesbury. I guess you've got to start by just telling us the situation with your pitch at the moment and why your match was postponed.
Yes. Well, the match was postponed because we found a tree root growing through the pitch near one of the goals.
And how did you discover it? I think there's a bit of a story behind that, isn't there, regarding a player?
Yeah, so we had a game on Thursday evening. It was a very, very wet evening, very heavy rain. And one of our players after the game said to us he thought there was something a little bit odd about the pitch. So we kind of slapped him on the back and said, never mind. But we went and had a look the next day in daylight and sure enough found that there was this lump of tree growing through.
And I've never heard of anything like that before. I'm not sure if you have, but what's the reaction been like from everyone, and I guess particularly at Amesbury as well?
Yeah, I mean, when I rang Amesbury to explain the reason for calling off the game, I think the guy was a little bit stunned, to be honest. And I was slightly embarrassed about calling the league because it sounds so bizarre. It sounds ridiculous. I think I wasn't sure they'd believe me or not, based on, you know, it's not a normal occurrence at all.
And what did the league say? Are you likely to get in trouble with them now over this? Because it is so unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope not. Fortunately, we don't have a home game coming up, so I'm hoping that the league will be fairly lenient and just give us a chance to try and rectify the problem.
So what is next now then? Obviously, you've got to try and get this root removed from the pitch. How do you go about it? Is it a job for the groundsman, or do you have to call in a specialist, a tree surgeon?
Well, yeah, we've had a tree surgeon look at it. We're hoping that he'll be able to grind it down a little bit and repair and come in and get the groundsman to repair the pitch. What I think we'll have to do is come, hopefully, the end of the season, we're going to have to dig it up and actually find out what to do about it, because I don't want that tree falling down on anybody or causing any kind of issue going forward. So fingers crossed we can just grind it down for now. But it remains to be seen. Obviously, once he starts looking at it properly, we'll understand more about what has to happen.
And for anyone that's not been to your ground before, just talk us through how it looks and where this root's potentially come from. You mentioned the tree there, but I understand it's not just one tree near your ground, so you might have some trouble finding it.
No, absolutely, yeah. We've got, behind one of the goals, we've got a line of trees, probably about, I don't know, about 10 yards from the railings. So if we've got to try and find out which tree that root belongs to, that could be a little bit of a tricky job, I think.
And obviously it was only discovered by a player on Thursday night, but it's got to make you wonder, I guess, how long it's been there and perhaps just got unnoticed. Obviously, I know if it had been noticed, you'd have picked up on it in the past, but could have been there a while.
I imagine it must have been. I mean, we had some maintenance done on the pitch in the summer, as we always do. We always spend quite a bit of money to try and make sure our pitch is good enough for the whole season. And obviously no one saw anything then or, you know, saw anything of any concern. But clearly it must have been there a while, but it's just, I guess, the rain must have had some kind of effect and made it show through.
And just finally, you mentioned you've been lucky in the fact that you've got away games on Tuesday night and next Saturday. How big a concern is this for you, and obviously how difficult it looks like it might be to get it sorted? What impact could it have on the club?
Well, it's massive. I mean, financially, if he can do a temporary fix for us, that's one thing. If it turns into a digging up the pitch and, I don't know, trying to find the tree, taking the tree down, I've no idea. It could be massive. So we're very concerned.
And there is a game on Wednesday night, I understand. A school game, is that right? What are the chances of that happening? And what's the situation with anyone that might be listening that's due to play in that game?
Well, again, it's a Hampshire schools game that we're hosting on Wednesday. I'm just hopeful that we can get that ground down so that it's in a safe, playable condition before Wednesday.